Okay, today we're continuing in the 15th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we are learning Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So again, we're in the middle of discussing when there's conflicting edus about whether a man is dead or not. So a tzara is one of the women who we do not normally believe about the husband's death, because we think she's just trying to cause torture to her co-wife. So the Mishnah talks about some cases where tzaras contradict each other about the death of their husband. So, achsamers meis, achsamers lo meis. One of the wives says that the husband is dead, and the other one says that he's not dead. Zoshamers meis, tina sevitit ksubasa. The one that claims that the husband is dead is allowed to get remarried, and she could collect ksuba. Vizoshamers lo meis, lo tina sevitit ksubasa. And the one that claims that the husband is not dead is not allowed to get remarried, and is not able to collect ksuba. Achsamers meis, achsamers neherag. If one says that the husband died in a natural way, and the other one says that he was murdered. Since there's conflicting testimony, I mean, according to both of them, he's dead and they should be allowed to get remarried, but since they're contradicting each other in the details, so they're not allowed to get remarried. Meaning, according to a mayor, a tzara is believed to be makhish the other tzara. So since they contradict each other, one of them is lying, and therefore we cannot know which one, so we can't allow either of them to remarry. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omar, Hol v'zov v'zov modu sheinu kayim minasu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, who cares about the details? They're both saying he's dead, so they should be allowed to get remarried. If one aide says that the husband is dead, and the other aide says that the husband is not dead, isha meres meis, isha meres lo meis, or one woman says that the husband is dead, and another woman says that the husband is not dead. Harezu lo tinasi, we're not going to allow her to get married, lecharchile, even though an aide who says that the husband died usually is believed kishnayim, so he has more ne'amanos than someone who says that he didn't die. That's only after we've already listened to him and allowed her to get remarried. But over here, they haven't yet done anything about the testimony of the first aide, so the second aide is believed to contradict him, and the wife cannot get remarried. Mishnah Vav, Ha'isha Shalchihiu Baila Limedina Siyam. If a woman went with her husband to Medina Siyam, Ubav Amr Meis Baili, and she comes back and says, my husband is dead. Tina Sevititil Ksubasa. She can get remarried and she can collect her Ksuba. Vitzarasa Asura. But the other wife is not allowed to get remarried and obviously cannot collect her Ksuba either, because the other wife can't get married based on the Eidus of a Tzara. Ha'isabasi Sala Kohen. If the Tzara who didn't say the Eidus was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, and normally she's allowed to eat Truma as long as her husband's alive, so from her perspective the husband is still alive, so Tochal B'Truma, she could keep on eating Truma assuming the husband's alive, because we simply don't believe the Eidus of her Tzara as far as it relates to her. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Zo Derech Motzias Midei Avera, that's not the way to, you know, to have her avoid any Averos. At Shtei Asur Linasei Vasur. The only way she can play it the most safe is by not getting remarried, but also by not eating truma, just in case her husband is actually dead. And we have to be as machmir as possible to make sure that we're playing it very safe. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we said that if one of the tzaros says the husband is dead and the other one says he's not, the one that says that he's dead is allowed to get remarried and collect ksuba. The one that says that he's not cannot get remarried nor collect ksuba. If one of them says that he's dead and one of them says that he was murdered, so then you have machlokas. Rabbi Meir says we can't trust anybody because they're machlish each other. And Rabbi Meir says, no, they're not machlish each other or anything substantial. They're both saying he's dead, so let them both get remarried. If one aide says that he's dead and one aide says that he's not dead, or one woman says he's dead, one woman says he's not dead, so then the chachila will not allow her to get remarried. And that's because we have not yet accepted the edus of the first guy before the second guy came along and contradicted it. And in Mishnah Vav we said if a woman went away with her husband to Medina Siyam and then she came back and said that her husband is dead, she can get remarried and collect her ksuba, but the tzara is going to be asura because the tzara cannot rely on the testimony of her tzara. But if she was if the tzara is a Bas Yisrael and the husband was a Kohen, we have machlokas tanoim whether she's allowed to continue eating truma. Rabbi Tarfon says, well, if she's not allowed to get remarried, so from her perspective, husband's alive, so she can keep eating truma. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, you have to play it as safe as possible and be as machmir as possible. So while she's not allowed to get remarried, she's also not allowed to continue to eat truma.